الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to our program Good Habits and Bad Habits. Alhamdulillah, in this program, we discuss which habits should exist amongst us and which habits we should refrain from. And Alhamdulillah, another topic to discuss today. But as per usual, before we continue, inshallah, in regards to the topic, we'll listen to a blessing of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there was one trader and he was a very wealthy trader, but he was also an Ashiqi Rasool. Now, he had a lot of businesses, he had a lot of wealth. And after some time, he passed away. Now, he had two sons, and both of the sons, they started distributing his inheritance. Now, half of his wealth, this went to one son, and half of his wealth went to the second son. So, all this was distributed, but the final thing which needed to be distributed was, alhamdulillah, this wealthy trader, he had three blessed hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning he had three blessed Muay Mubarak sheaves in his ownership, alhamdulillah. So what happened was, one blessed Muay Mubarak sheaf was given to one son, and one blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given to the other son. Now there was one final blessed Muay Mubarak sheaf of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left. So they both came to this discussion that what should we do about this particular final hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The older brother, he suggested that maybe what we should do is that we should cut this blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in half. You have half and I will have half. But the younger son, he was another Ashiq Rasul. He goes, look, how is it possible? How can we cut the hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And because he was an Ashiq Rasul, because he was a lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to his older brother, that listen, you've given me half of my father's wealth and you have also taken his half of his wealth as well. Let's do one thing. I'll give you all the wealth which was supposed to come to me. Meaning you have all the wealth which our father has left behind. But these three Muay Mubarak Sharifs, these three blessed hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I will take this inshallah azawajal. Meaning you have all the money and I will take these three blessed hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This younger brother, this Ashiq Rasul, this lover of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for him, the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed Muay Mubarak Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was much more important and much more valuable than even the wealth. So they decided this. So the older brother, he took all the wealth, and the younger brother, he took the three blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The older brother, he got busy with his businesses, with the wealth that he received. He started opening new businesses and he continued his journey there. Whereas the younger brother, for him, his fortune awoke. Why? Because he got the three hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the blessed Muay Mubarak Sharif. Now this younger brother, every single day, with adab, with respect, with the love for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would stand in front of the Muay Mubarak Sharif and he would recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would recite peace and blessings upon the best of creation sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now what happened? After a period of time that had passed, a turning point came. The older brother, who had now got such a big amount of money, such a huge wealth that he received from his father who had passed away, now his business went into loss. He lost a lot of money, and all the money which his father left, he lost all that money. Whereas the younger brother, remember, he would stand in front of the Muay Mubarak Sharif and recite Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, by the mercy of reciting Durood-e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, alhamdulillah, his sustenance, Allah put a lot of barakat in his sustenance. So what happened after a period of time now, the younger brother, he passed away. Now, when he passed away, after a period of time, someone saw him in his dream. And this person who had received the three hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the three blessed Muay Mubarak Sharif of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this younger brother, he was with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in that person's dream. Meaning this person is seeing a dream, he's seeing that person and he's seeing him with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a message to that blessed individual, a blessed individual because he has seen the blessed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his dream. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a message that listen, this person, say to the people that if anyone has a wish, if anyone has a desire, if anyone wants any du'as to be accepted, they should come to his grave. they should come to his shrine, they should ask Allah that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of this person, for the sake of this pious person of Allah, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, accept all my du'as. By the mercy of Allah, by the blessings of this pious person, Allah Azza wa Jal will accept the du'as, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal. So alhamdulillah, a lot of people, they started now coming to the shrine of this individual, their du'as began to get accepted. Alhamdulillah, their du'as were accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. And people showed so much respect to this individual who was buried in this shrine, that anybody, because at that time there was no cars, there was no buses, there was no planes, there was no transport like this. At that time there was horses, there was animals that people would ride on. And it's mentioned that people showed so much respect to this shrine of this pious person, that when anybody would be riding an animal and they would pass this shrine of this pious person, they would get off the animal, they would walk past the shrine, they would give salam, and then once they had passed the shrine, they would return, they would get back onto the animal, and they would continue their journey. So dear viewers of Madani channel, so a beautiful story, which alhamdulillah has been mentioned here. But we learn a few Madani pool here. First of all, alhamdulillah, the pious people of Allah. It's mentioned in narrations that when the pious people's names are mentioned, Allah Allah's mercy showers upon that gathering. So if you mention the pious people in your home, then Allah's mercy will shower in your home, inshallah. So we should mention the pious people. Now, just by mentioning the pious people, Allah's mercy descends upon that gathering, upon your house, etc. Now think to yourself, imagine about that place where the pious people are actually buried. Imagine how much countless blessings of Allah will be showering upon that shrine of the pious people of Allah. So dear viewers of Madani channel, whenever we get a chance, we should try to visit the shrines of the pious people. And like we have just heard, by the blessings of them, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jal, He will accept our du'as, inshallah. Any du'as you have, try to visit the shrines of the pious people. Ask as a wasila that, Ya Allah, for the sake of this pious person of yours, accept my du'as. Inshallah, karam will happen. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your du'as will be accepted. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal, your prayers that you ask from Allah, inshallah, they will be accepted. And whilst you are at the shrine of this blessed person, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, the mercy of Allah will be showering upon you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So we should visit the pious people's shrines, inshallah. Another point that we learn from here, subhanallah, is the blessed Mu'imah Barakshif of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This younger brother who chose the three Mu'imah Barakshif more valuable than even the wealth. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, many people in our society, they have the Mu'imah Barakshif in their home. They have the blessed hairs of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in their possession. My humble request to you is, alhamdulillah, in the month of Milad especially, but throughout the year, we hear about gatherings taking place where people, alhamdulillah, by the grace of Allah, they, after the gathering, they show the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's my humble request to you, whenever you hear about a gathering taking place where the people, they will show the Mu'imah Barak of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we should try to visit that place. We should try to visit that gathering. And with wudu, after performing wudu, with new clothes if possible. Because you know today, if you're going to go to someone's court, someone high up, a celebrity or someone, no comparison, but someone high up, you know, dressed very well, with adab, with respect, you go to that person, that this famous person has called me. Dear viewers of Madani channel, when we go to do the ziyarat of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, remember we are looking, these dirty eyes will be looking at the blessed hair of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That blessed hair which has come from the blessed body of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, many gatherings like this take place and we should try to visit them, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And also from this particular parable that we have heard, this younger brother, he continued to recite Durood e Pak. So we must also try on a daily basis recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in abundance, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. And the scholars, they say that at least 313 times recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Once you recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah's 10 mercies will shower upon you, and Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive 10 of your sins. Your rank, this will be elevated by 10 times, inshallah. So let's all recite Durood e Pak upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with love, with muhabbat, with passion, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani channel, one particular parable that I would like to start with, one particular beautiful story. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, our topic today is about the importance of respecting other people. Respecting people, dear viewers of Madani channel, is a very good habit. And this is such a habit that it will make you successful in this world and it will make you successful in the hereafter. But on the other hand, disrespecting people, this is a very, very, very bad habit. And this could cause the destruction of a person in this world and in the hereafter. But inshallah, before we get into more detail about respect and how we should respect others, inshallah, one beautiful story about Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. It's mentioned at the age of 15 years old, his father passed away at a young age and his father left him a beautiful garden. So at the age of 15, whilst he was young, he would serve in this garden, he would look after this garden, and you know, he would work in this particular garden. And what happened is, at the age of 15 years old, once what happened was, one elderly person, he walked into the garden of Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. Now what happened is, Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, he's seen this elderly person, and he's seen that he's got a beautiful beard, he's got a beautiful face, and he said to him that, look, come with me. Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, he made this elderly person sit under a tree, under the shade of a tree. And he bought him some beautiful fruits, some beautiful grapes. And he goes to him, look, have this, inshallah, azawajal. This is a gift for you. Please have this. And it's mentioned that this elderly person, his name was Hazrat Ibrahim Qanduzi rahmatullah alayh. He thought to himself that, look, this young boy is only 15 years old. And look how much respect he's showing me. That he's, first of all, he's respected me, he's made me sit under the shade of his tree in his garden. And then at the same time, he's brought me some beautiful fruits and he served me at the same time. It's mentioned that this pious person of Allah, what did he do next? He took a piece of food out of his pocket and then he gave to Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. Now when Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, he ate this particular food that this pious person gave, his whole life changed. It's mentioned that, you know, he lost interest into the world, meaning he just wanted to do the dhikr of Allah. He just wanted to worship Allah. It's mentioned after some time, because he was so lost in the dhikr of Allah, he sold his garden and he started to worship Allah in abundance. And Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, what happened in this particular story? One pious person was so impressed by the respect that he gave him, that he gave him a food, and alhamdulillah, this changed his whole life. And what was the rank the Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayhi attained? Because he respected an elderly person. It's mentioned that one day, when he went to the city of Madinatul Munawwarah, subhanallah, the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwarah, where our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is residing even today. It's mentioned that when he entered the city, and you know, today if you go to the city of Madinatul Munawwarah, we go in front of the beautiful Gumbad al-Hazra, the Sabz Gumbad, the green dome of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we go towards the blessed Jaliyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to present our salam in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, after this incident happened, after some time, he went to the blessed Jaliyah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he gave salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He attained such a rank he attained, that dear viewers of Madini channel, when he gave salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he heard a voice where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned his salam. Subhanallah, this was the rank he achieved. And then also, his life changed at the age of 15 years old. Why? Because he respected people. And what was the rank that he achieved? 9 million people reverted to Islam on his hands, alhamdulillah. You know, today, someone accepts Islam in our community, in our society, in front of us, you know, it's a very big news, alhamdulillah. Someone's reverted back to Islam. But dear viewers of Madani channel, Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh, 9 million people accepted Islam on his hands, subhanallah. The people from Pakistan and India, alhamdulillah, we are blessed to become Muslims today. And one of the reasons is Haja Moinuddin Chishti rahmatullah alayh. But dear viewers of Madani channel, he attained this rank. Why? Because he respected an elderly person. Now today, unfortunately, in our society, respect is such a thing that is dying out. The youngsters are not respecting the elders are not respecting the youngsters, the students are not respecting the teachers are not respecting the students. And you know, we live in such a society where people are not respecting each other anymore. But my dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, Islam focuses a lot of attention on respecting other people. Islam tells us that the elderly should respect the younger people. The younger people should respect the elderly people. A husband should respect his wife. A wife should respect her husband. A brother should respect a brother. A sister should respect her sister. A teacher should respect his student. And a student should respect his teacher. And respect, my dear viewers of Madani channel, in regards to parents and children. The parents, they should respect their children, as well as the children respecting their parents. But unfortunately, today in our society, we are seeing this die out. Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a beautiful hadith that he mentions, that the young person who respects an elderly person because of his age, Allah Azawajal will appoint someone young will also respect us as well. And dear viewers of Madani Channel today, you know, people, they say that, you know, respect is very important. No doubt, respect is a very important thing. It's a very important thing that people, they value Allah, alhamdulillah. But dear viewers of Madani Channel, remember that the way you want respect, the way you want people to respect you, the way you want your children to respect you, the way you want your employees to respect you, the way you want your employer to respect you, same way, people also expect respect from you. If we want ourselves to be respected in the society, in the community, in our jobs, in our homes, then we must also show respect. If we show respect to others, inshallah azawajal, people, they will respect us as well, inshallah azawajal. And in the beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in regards to respecting the elderly people, because it's very important that we respect the elderly people, it's mentioned, one day someone came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I am always affected by famine. You know, I'm very hungry, I don't have food, etc, etc. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam replied to him, that you must have walked in front of an elderly person. So we learn from this narration that if you disrespect an elderly person, then that person could also be punished. This person was also punished in this world as well. So we must pay a lot of attention. You know, the elderly people, they are like our fathers. They are like our mothers. We should show them respect. You know, the elderly people, they need our youngsters' help. Sometimes they're crossing the road. They need our help. Let's respect them. Let's help them out. Let's show them respect, inshallah azawajal. By showing them respect, inshallah azawajal, we will see blessings in this world and we will see blessings in the hereafter. And alhamdulillah azawajal, it is our beautiful religion of Islam that teaches us that any elderly person that you see, you must show respect to them, inshallah, because of the age. It's mentioned that there was one individual and he was sitting near a river stream. Now what happened? He seen Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayhi, who was performing wudu at the riverbank. But this person, he was sitting at a higher place. Now what happened when he seen that such a great imam is performing wudu? It's mentioned that out of respect, he came down from the higher place and he came to such a place that was lower than Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. When this person passed away, someone saw him in his dream and someone asked him that, how did Allah Azawajal treat you? He goes, listen, I showed respect to Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh. And by the blessings of me showing respect to him, Allah Azawajal has forgiven all of my sins. Subhanallah, 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 dear viewers of Madani Channel. This person was forgiven. Why? Because he showed respect to a pious person of Allah. He showed respect to a great scholar of his time. Today, alhamdulillah, Azawajal, by the grace of Allah, in our localities, in our communities, we have many scholars. We go to the masjid as well, and alhamdulillah, we see scholars. Think to yourself, how much respect do we show them? These are those individuals, these are the scholars, dear viewers of Madani Channel, who have sacrificed their lives learning about Islam, learning about the rulings of Islam, and alhamdulillah, teaching them to us as well. So we should respect these pious people of Allah, these scholars who live in our community. And what is the rank of a scholar? Let me just tell you, you know, if you show respect today to a scholar, if you help a scholar today, inshallah azawajal, you will gain many blessings, not only in this world, but you will gain many blessings in the hereafter. Why? Because it's mentioned that on the day of judgment, what's going to happen? The scholars, they will be told by Allah, oh scholars, all those people that helped you in the world, go and find them and take them into Jannah with you as well. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So not only the scholars will enter Jannah, but all those people, even if someone just gave water to a scholar for performing wudu, that person will go into Jannah with the scholar as well, inshallah. So we should respect these scholars, we should respect them, and inshallah azawajal, we will see blessings in this world, and we will see blessings in the hereafter. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, another two people that deserve a lot of respect from us. But unfortunately today in our society, these types of people, a lot of the time they are not shown respect anymore. And who are these blessed individuals? These blessed individuals are our parents. Unfortunately today in our society, parents are even at times kicked out from their own house. The children, they no longer respect their parents, meaning they respect their friends, they respect those people that they spend their time with, they respect the employer, they respect the employees, they respect all these people, but they don't show respect to those two blessed individuals who brought them up, who brought them into this world. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this is very wrong. We should respect our parents. And let me mention to you one beautiful narration that is mentioned about a pious person that during a cold night, a very cold night, his mother told him that, listen, bring some water for me. So this pious person of Allah Azawajal, he went and he brought some water for his mother. But by the time he reached his mother fell asleep. Now think to yourself, if it was us in that situation, what would we do? Mother's gone to sleep, she's gone to sleep, doesn't matter. She'll wake up in the morning, I'll put this glass here and I'll go to sleep as well. but no, this pious person of Allah, what did he do? He stood there the whole night. That maybe my mother's going to wake up during the night and, you know, she's going to ask for water. He stood there the whole night. And in the morning, when his mother awoke, she seen that, look, my son, I told him last night to bring me some water. He brought me that water, but the whole night he's been standing here waiting for me to wake up. And it's mentioned that when she took that glass of water from her son, what happened was that because it was a very cold night, the glass of water was stuck to that blessed individual's finger. And when he separated that, some of the skin came off and he started to bleed. Now when his mother seen this, she became very happy. Oh my son, you sacrificed the whole night waiting for me to wake up so you can serve me water. She raised her hands in the court of Allah. And she said, Ya Allah Azawajal, I am happy with my son. You also become happy with him. And it's mentioned that this pious person of Allah, he achieved a very, very, very high status later on in his life. So dear viewers on Madini Channel, if we respect our elders, if we respect our parents, inshallah Azawajal, doors will start to open for us, inshallah. Our du'as, they will start to be accepted, inshallah, azawajal. And seriously, you may have seen in your life that, you know, when you do something for an elderly person, maybe for your mother, for your father, or any elderly person, when you do something for them and they become very happy, they give you so much du'as that may Allah bless you. May Allah bless your children. May Allah bless your family members. May Allah show you happiness in this world. May Allah show you happiness in the hereafter. Seriously, dear viewers on Madini Channel, please your elders. And you know, the du'as they will give you, inshallah, azawajal, all your difficulties, all your problems, they will disappear, inshallah, azawajal. So please them, respect them, inshallah. You showing them respect, this will make them happy. They will give you du'as. Who knows, it might be the time of acceptance. Their du'as might be accepted and all your difficulties will be removed, inshallah. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, alhamdulillah, azawajal, in today's program, very, very, very briefly, I've only spoke about the parents and respecting the pious people, but there's so much to speak about. In regards to the food as well, we have been commanded to respect the food as well. And think to yourself, today, unfortunately, what happens in our society is that so much food is wasted in our communities. You know, the elders tell us that, you know, before you put food in your plate, you should first taste it and then put more food. What do our youngsters do? Put so much food, don't like it, the rest goes into the bin. Dear viewers on Madini Channel, this food is a blessing of Allah. We should be thankful to Allah for giving us this blessing. Let me just mention one statistic to you and inshallah we'll wind up this particular episode. It's mentioned that approximately 9 million people around the whole world, they die due to hunger every year. We've got so much food in our homes. Our fridges at this moment in time, they will be full. Our cupboards are full with food. Dear viewers of Madini Channel, respect these blessings of Allah. Respect the food which Allah has bestowed upon you. Don't throw this food away. And you know, before you are about to eat, taste the food. Make sure you like it first of all. If you like it, you'll carry on. If you don't like it, at least you've eaten a bit and you haven't put any to waste. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, today we have spoken about the importance of showing respect. Seriously, if we show respect to our elders, to the surroundings that we have around us, inshallah azawajal, we will be successful in this world and we will be successful in the hereafter. And alhamdulillah azawajal, Dawat Islami is this beautiful environment that is spreading this light, encouraging people to respect each other. So dear viewers of Madini Channel, keep watching Madini Channel, inshallah azawajal. You will continue to hear Madini pools, flowers of Medina like this, inshallah azawajal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Oh Allah, make me happy.